Hello, my lovelies. Thank you for joining me today on the Sacred Cocoon podcast. This is Lottie and I am your host. So today what I want to talk about is energetic protection, boundaries, and also grounding, how to clear our energy. So I feel like boundaries are something that more and more people are starting to kind of talk about and really pay attention to. And I also feel like at the moment there's something that is being kind of tested and maybe challenged a little bit with this current Mercury retrograde that we're in. I've noticed that a lot of friends and clients have been explaining this to me, that they've really been having to kind of reinforce their boundaries and kind of make their boundaries clearer. And I feel like because Mercury retrograde gives us the opportunity to reflect on things and address things that we need to readdress things, I should say. Like whenever I think of Mercury retrograde, I think of whatever we're doing, we're re-something. So we're readdressing, we're refreshing, you know, we're recuperating, whatever. It's like we're going back over something and we're having the opportunity to strengthen it and enforce it and make it better. So it's a really good time to look at our boundaries, and specifically, you know, where we might feel that we have overstepped our own boundaries, or that we've kind of let other people step over our boundaries before, and we kind of felt like actually that makes me uncomfortable, I want to do something about that. It's like now is the perfect time to do it. Mercury retrograde is the perfect time to reinforce things and do things differently. So I want to say with boundaries and with our protection and things like that, please don't feel bad if you have, you know, gone over your own boundaries, or you feel like someone else has come over your boundaries, or, you know, something like that. I think it happens to all of us. To be honest, I think it's part of learning how to kind of have healthy boundaries and be able to actually, like, communicate our boundaries, is that I think sometimes they have to be pushed a little bit. They have to be tested a little bit so that we know, like, this is what I like and this is what I don't. This is what I feel comfortable doing and this is what I don't feel comfortable doing. It's like if we never get any challenge, we don't have the experience of being able to, you know, make those distinctions. So if you have had your boundaries tested, if you have felt, you know, like you came away from something and wished that you had had stronger boundaries, great, because that means that now you can go forward with that information and you can do something about it. You can change that next time. I really don't like to see people kind of beating themselves up. I mean, I don't like seeing people beat themselves up anyway. but I really don't like seeing people beat themselves up about things like that, like about our boundaries, or, oh, I wish I had communicated this better, I wish I had done this better, like, I should have done this better, you know, all that kind of thing. It's like, you didn't, you know, you did what you did, you acted in whatever way you acted, but that's okay. That means that you can, you know, if you don't like it, you can just change it next time. Nothing is static. Everything is changing. Everything is creative, and that's an awesome thing. So yeah, no beating yourselves up, okay? But I wanted to share with you a couple of really quick and easy ways to protect yourself and to have those boundaries, or I guess a way to start to, you know, work on those boundaries and be able to feel them. As an energy worker, as a healer, this is really important for me in my job, but I think this is important for everyone. You know, if we're out in the world working in some way and sharing ourselves in some way, then we're coming into contact with other energies, and we need to have kind of boundaries to you know, not just give our energy away, or not just pull in other people's energy. it kind of goes both ways. And so this is something that I like to teach my clients a lot of the time, and I call it the golden bubble. So this is the first one that I'm going to teach you, and then we're going to go to a quick ad break, and then I'm going to come back and teach you something for grounding that I like to use. So the golden bubble is my favorite way to protect myself, because it's super, super quick. It's really easy. You can do it anywhere. You don't need any tools. It's just you and your mind, baby. So with the golden bubble, what I like to do, and you can do this physically or you can just imagine doing it. If you're someone who has a really strong like visual imagination, and you can just see something in your head and like really feel it, then you know, that's great. You don't have to do it physically. If you either don't have such an easy time kind of imagining something, or you just would feel better if you did it physically and could kind of feel yourself going through the motions, then I recommend doing it physically. But either way, what you want to do is stand up and you imagine a gold light coming out of the top of your head, out of the crown of your head. And it's kind of like, you know when you blow bubbles, or when you blew bubbles as a kid? I still blow bubbles, so yeah, surprising no one. But when you blew bubbles, and it's like that kind of film that's sort of like, yeah, it's like almost like a nebulous kind of looking thing, and it's solid, but it's also very fluid. I love bubbles. Basically, that's what this light looks like. So it's going to come out of the top of your head, and it's going to go all the way around your body. And I like to imagine it going both ways. So it's going down both sides, and it's going to go around your arms, around your fingers, then down over your hips, down over your legs. It's going to come to the bottom of your feet, and then it's going to go underneath your feet, and it's going to make a full circuit. So it's going to join up and make a bubble. And I find it really important to visualize that detail, or to do that detail, that it doesn't just stop at your feet, it goes all the way around your feet. So you're in this golden bubble. And then the idea, or what you want to kind of say about it, I guess, I can't think of the word, but is that basically any energy coming towards you that is good, that is beneficial for you, that is going to help you, that can pass through the bubble. That's fine. It's like light passing through a bubble, you know. But if there's anything coming your way that is not helpful, it's not beneficial, it's, you know, heavy, it's kind of icky, it's sticky, whatever, it's just kind of gross, then it's going to hit that bubble. And it's going to fall off like water, and it's going to hit the ground, and it's going to get soaked into the ground. It's going to get soaked into the earth, and the earth is going to transform it and turn it back into useful energy again. So that is it. That's what I do. And I do this whenever I'm going to be at work. I do it if I'm going to be in busy situations, if I'm feeling, even if I'm just feeling, you know, a little bit funny, like a little bit nervous or something like that, I'll do it then too, because it just makes me feel safe. And so you can, like I said, you can do it physically, you can do it in your head, and you can do it wherever you feel like you need it. I find too that, you know, you don't have to keep doing it throughout the day. You can just do it in the morning, or whenever you're going out, and then that's it. It's done. It's set up. And so I recommend this gold bubble rather than something like using a mirror, for this reason. So to explain that briefly, some people use a mirror, so they'll imagine themselves in a bubble, but it's a mirror. And what I have found with this, and this, you know, might not be the case for everyone, but this is my experience, if you use a mirror, what will happen, or can happen, is that someone's energy comes at you, it hits that mirror, and it's just going to bounce right back onto them. And I know, you know, there's a lot of this thing of like, just give it back, like just give that energy back. But you know, even if someone's in a cranky mood, or they're just being a butt or whatever, why make it worse? Why give it back to them? You know, I really try in my life, and just every day, to think of things in terms of like, you know, this person might be having a bad day, they might be kind of cranky or whatever, but you know, I can at least try to have some like compassion towards them, or try to be forgiving and try to think, and maybe they're just not feeling good today, and try to not make it worse. And so what I find it with the mirror idea is that the energy will bounce off you, which is great because it doesn't hit you, but then it will just go right back to them, and it's like it just riles them up more, so they can start to get just more cranky, more whatever, you know, because it's like the energy keeps hitting them, and I just don't think that that's helpful. The other thing that I found can happen if you're in a building is that the energy will bounce off you, and it won't just hit the person that it's coming from, it'll bounce all over the place, and it will build up in that room, and then it can also hit other people coming into that space, and it just makes the energy feel really weird. Like, it doesn't necessarily feel negative, because, you know, not everyone that we're protecting ourselves from in terms of the energy that's coming at us, it's not always negative. Sometimes it's someone that really just wants to kind of like, they like your energy, but they're a little, you know, they're kind of trying to pull some of that energy into themselves because it makes them feel better, but that's not really good for us. So we're trying to protect ourselves from that too. But if you start bouncing that around a room that multiple people are in, or people are coming in and out of it, it's just weird. It starts making everyone's energy just like bounce all over the place, and it feels really chaotic. And for someone like me, who is like Capricorn, Stellium, Capricorn all over the place, that just feels really, like, it makes me nervous, it makes me feel not right, so I'm like, don't want to do that. So that's why I personally use the bubble rather than the mirror. With the bubble, everything's going to hit the bubble, but nothing that's not helpful or good is going to pass through it. So you don't have to be nervous that, like, things are going to come through it just because they're hitting it. You know, the things that aren't useful are going to fall off and get transformed anyway. And that way you get to choose, like, what energy you're putting out there too. So that's what I would recommend there. So we are going to go to an ad break real quick now, and then after that I'm going to come back and I'm going to talk about grounding, and I feel like there was something else that I wanted to talk about, but I just do not remember what it was. So we'll see. All right. And we're back. So now we are going to get into grounding. So if you haven't heard of grounding before, or if you're just curious to hear how I would describe it, grounding basically just means that we are kind of coming back down to earth. We're getting the ground under our feet. We're making ourselves feel more stable, more secure, and it's also a good way to let go of excess energy. So I find that if we are, how to put it? No, I'm going to say this a little bit differently. So basically, when we are thinking a lot, if we're worrying, when we're going about our day, we tend to have our energy rise up into the tops of our bodies. So like in our head, in our chest, our shoulders, our arms. It's like we're very actively, you know, moving around and doing things, with whether it's in our mind or our body, especially at the top. So it tends to mean that energy kind of like gets cut off at our chest or at our solar plexus, and then it doesn't go down to our feet. So that can lead to us feeling ungrounded, which just means, you know, we might feel kind of unsteady in some way. We might feel kind of floaty. We might feel anxious, like we can't kind of get the security underneath us that we need. We can also get physical symptoms from being ungrounded too, so like dizziness, a sense of vertigo, headaches can come from being ungrounded. It's like basically you've got too much energy up in your head, and so we want to bring that down. And so the way that I like to do this, again, it's really simple, is to imagine either standing or laying on the ground, And it, you can do this anywhere. You can imagine it being outside in a field, or it can be in a building. So if you're in a field, basically, you know, you can imagine you're laying or standing in the grass. And so it's a little bit easier. But if you're inside a building, you're laying on the ground. So you imagine that these roots start to grow from your body down into the ground. So if you're just laying in the grass, imagine it like the grass. You know, there's like all these individual blades of grass and they all have these roots. So it's like your roots are going down into the ground. If you're in a building, it's just going to go through all the layers of floor until it gets to the earth. You know, underneath everything, there's eventually earth, even if you go through concrete. So you're just going to go down, down, down through that ground into the earth and then down into the earth. And we're going to keep going and keep going and keep going. And imagine your roots spreading out and going through the different layers of the earth. So, you know, first you're going to go through that top part of the soil, then you're going to go down, down into that dark part of the soil that's kind of damp, and it's that really like rich earth that's deep down, and you're going to keep going down, keep going down, keep going down, and you're going to get to, you know, eventually we're going to get to the mantle, and then we're going to keep going down into the center of the earth where it's warm, because we've got all that good molten lava. And then I think, see, this is where my science fails me, because I'm like, is there iron at the very center of the earth, or is the very center of the earth like liquid? But whatever, whatever it is, we're going to get to that. We're going to get to the center, and we're going to kind of like imagine our roots growing around the center of the earth, and the earth is going to hold us. And then we're going to come back up into our body, and we're going to feel what that feels like feel the earth's energy coming up through our roots, just like plants have roots to gain nourishment, to reach nourishment, and it comes all the way up those roots into the body of the plant. Just like that energy is going to come up from the earth, it's going to come into our body, and then we can take that with us anywhere. So either, you know, we can stay like that until we feel more grounded, so for example 5-10 minutes, or something that I like to do is just, we can imagine that we can move around like that. This tends to be something that I think not that many grounding meditations tend to do, but I think of it as kind of like, imagine that you have this root structure that is just underneath your feet all the time. And the roots can grow, they can expand, and then they can retract back again. It's like they can't be broken. And so with having that rootedness all the time, it's like no matter where we are, we feel grounded and rooted and secure. And that way our energy can come to us from the earth all the time, and no matter where we are, we can feel grounded. And then, so, you know, if we're really super busy, or we're thinking a lot, or even for something like if you're reading tarot, or you're doing something like that where you're off in the kind of some other realm, you know, it's like we're always grounded and rooted on the earth. So that's what I would recommend for grounding. And it can also be called earthing. So there's that. And so I wanted to say real quick here too, before I forget, that for the golden bubble, you can do that too. You know, I said standing, but I want to iterate to or reiterate that it doesn't have to be standing. You know, I don't want that to be, I don't know, it just feels kind of weird to me, like it might be slightly, I don't know, there's something about it, but that you don't have to be standing. You could do that laying down too, or imagine that you're laying down and there's this bubble going all around you. It's like you can be in any position to do that, just whatever feels best and easiest for you. So just wanted to say that, put that in there. I just remembered the third thing I wanted to talk about. So the third thing I want to talk about is being able to release energy. So there's a lot of talk about keeping our energy, protecting our energy, keeping our energy up, all that kind of thing. But I have found that having, you know, have you ever had that feeling where you feel like you have too much energy? It's like when you can't sleep and you feel really restless and just like, feel really tense and just gross, like I have too much energy. That I find it's important to be able to like get rid of that excess energy. So the roots can work really well for this too, because what I like to imagine is basically as energy is coming up from the ground, it's kind of stabilizing, and then my energy is also, it's like a reciprocal thing. So my energy is going down into the earth and then I'm receiving energy back that's like refreshed or feeling more balanced. So if I've got an excess of energy going on, you know, if I'm anxious, that to me often makes me feel like everything in my body is going too quickly. It's like the energy coming up into me from my roots is stabilizing me and making me feel more secure and balanced, and then I'm able to get rid of that excess energy. This is important too, for clearing, so clearing energy. So with that bubble, that should really help to, you know, not be picking up on just energy from everywhere. But if you've been in a busy situation, or you've been, you know, in a stressful situation with someone or something like that, you might still feel like you need to clear your energy. And then also, you know, if you do something like readings or anything like that, you really need to clear your energy of each person's specific energy so that it's not kind of going forward and impacting someone else. So then what you can do is clear energy. So there's lots of ways to do this, but I like to visualize doing it by basically, like, I imagine putting my feet on the ground, and then all of that energy from anywhere in my body, it's kind of like a sweep goes through my body. So like I imagine light again coming through the top of my head, and it goes through all of my body, it goes through all of my organs, and it picks up anything, any energy that's excess, that's extra, you know, that I don't need, and it flushes it down out of my feet basically and down into the earth. And just like that energy that might have been coming from outside that was hitting the bubble, it's going to go into the earth the same way, be transformed, and then you don't have to worry about it so much. And so that can really help with when you're feeling anxious, or just to kind of clear out your energy and just to feel, it makes me feel lighter when I do that. Like I'm less, not light as in floaty, but just light as in I'm kind of just resting on the earth rather than sinking into it, if that makes sense. So I really hope that these techniques can help you. They definitely help me a lot. And I feel like I was going to say something else, but again, I can't remember. So never mind. It happens. So I am sending you so much love. I hope you have a wonderful day or night, and I will talk to you again next time. Bye for now.